This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are, as of this writing, 22 women running Fortune 500 companies. Come next month, there will be one more. General Motors announced this morning Mary Barra will take over as CEO come the 15th of January. She'll be the first woman to run an American carmaker and steps in just as GM gets out from under its government bailout. Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story, which isn't actually about Mary Barra being a woman at all.
There's no doubt GM needed the bailout. It had a reputation for designing cars that few Americans wanted. But the much-needed taxpayer money came with a great gnashing of teeth because there were strings attached.
Big bonuses were frowned upon in a big way.
Jack Nerad is the executive editorial director at Kelley Blue Book. He says now that GM is out from under the thumb of the U.S. government, it can raise executive compensation, which could help it attract top talent. And the hiring of Mary Barra, a lifelong GM employee, is another sign that normalcy is returning to GM.
This returns the company to the way it operated during its heyday.
Or
you could also look at it as a return to the kind of management that got it into the problems that led to its bankruptcy.
GM most recently has had CEOs with financial backgrounds, ending with the most recent Dan Akerson, who's stepping down. These top executives saw cars as just another financial instrument, says Nerad.
Mary Barra has certainly exhibited an affection for automobiles and understands automobiles in a much deeper way than the typical business executive would. So I think that bodes well because it is a product-driven industry.
Today at the Detroit Athletic Club, finalists for the North American Car and Truck of the Year were announced. GM had 6 of the 24 entries.
That's huge. Ford has none. And I fully expect that they'll be finalists and probably winners.
Edmunds analyst Michelle Krebs spoke to me from the Detroit Athletic Club. 3 of GM's vehicles ended up among the 6 finalists. Krebs says GM is doing what other successful automakers have done for decades, offer compact, fuel-efficient cars.
You know, General Motors and Detroit automakers were never known for building great small cars, but they are now.
I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.
Shares of GM today, by the way, followed the herd on Wall Street off about 1% or so.